Preface and Acknowledgements. What we are all experiencing worldwide is not just another political event. As QAnon Post 2937 says, quote, "This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government." POTUS, end quote. He's not just talking about the U.S. government or any single nation's government. He means reclaim control over the governing of the world from the worldwide criminal mafia. This will transform the world for 1,000 years. Literally. Where do I get that? From the Bible is all. This is the Great Awakening. We are fighting the New World Order in this epic battle of Armageddon. Good versus evil. We are embarking on 1,000 years of peace and health and wealth for all of humanity. The Bible calls this the millennial kingdom of Christ, as in, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of Christ is when Christ assumes His authority as king on earth. Christ removes those who have usurped His throne. The good guys finally rule the earth with Him, straightening out this whole mess the deep state criminals have made. No matter what the enemy tries, there's nothing he can do to stop this. As Q said from the beginning, big, bigger, biggest. This truly is the biggest. That sounds impossible, outrageous, too good to be true. But the Bible is chock full of this promise. Sadly, most Bible scholars don't recognize it yet. Just like the so-called scholars have missed what the Lord was doing from time immemorial, just like we have been under mass deception by, quote, experts, quote, for years. You are welcome to simply believe what religious pundits and political pundits and media pundits and every other pundit says, or you are invited to join the White Hats in the fight to take back our world and have your eyes open to what the Lord has promised over and over in His Word, how He is fulfilling those promises in our day. You'll be very glad you found this book. That leads me to a very important point. Thank you to my Freedom Force Battalion. You're the most wonderful patriot brothers and sisters. I'm so glad we've joined in this great day on our YouTube site. I love that we share important information and gear up for the battle, and that we pray together and for each other. In the midst of the fog of war, we keep each other going. Thank you so much for joining me and receiving my videos with grace and faith, even when I say something you might not have considered. And thank you for compelling me to take on this book project and for praying it through. I love you and appreciate you so much. We'll forever know that we were in this great battle together. And, of course, thank you, Mr. Wonderful, for supporting me in 1,000 ways so I can follow the Lord's calling on my life. You are the most amazing husband a girl could ever ask for. You are my sounding board, my confidant, and the one who helps me breathe. Thank you to the entire Q Army, the Anons everywhere who do battle in their pajamas. Thank you to the 8chan Anons who have used their mad skills to help us win this battle online, and who can decode Q posts that leave normies like me dazed and confused. Thank you to the White Hats in the White House, and in the Congress, and in the FBI, and DOJ, and CIA, and NSA, and every other ABC agency who risk their lives and everything they hold dear to expose the criminal deep state. Thank you to the proud and brave military men and women whose might made this victory possible. Hat tip to you all. And we extend our undying gratitude for the lives of our precious grandchildren and future progeny. And thank you, President Trump, for laying down the wonderful life you enjoyed and for risking it all, not only for us in America,
but for the entire world. We owe you a debt we can never repay. We love you. Most importantly, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to rescue us. The enemy had us down, but you are faithful to your word, and you are setting us free from every evil scheme. Tell the angels thank you for waking us up and gathering patriots together from all over the world. All your promises are yea and amen, and we will see the glorious goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We will see the day when nation will not rise against nation, and there will be no more war. We will see the day when the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. We will see the day when the young will proclaim the truth. The old will dream dreams of long life, and youth will have visions of a bright future. We will see every lying mouth stopped and all become accountable to you, King Jesus. We will see every knee bow and hear every tongue confess that you alone are Lord. We will look for our enemy and won't be able to find them, and you will reign on earth forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love that you shed on the cross to free us from every plot of the enemy. Thank you that you continually pour out your love on each one of us. We love you back.